Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation apologizes for taking the floor the second time under this topic, but in the spirit of interactive dialogue, we wish to offer some reflections on the exchange we had today. We believe, Mr. Chair, that our deliberations today demonstrate broad convergences that would allow us to reaffirm in our hopefully adopted consensus report the applicability of all international law in outer space. This, of course, includes the UN Charter and customary international law. Concerns expressed by a delegation this morning, along with the working paper submitted yesterday by another delegation, imply divergence with regard to the issue of the applicability of international humanitarian law, or IHL. My delegation believes, however, that this divergence could still be overcome. We understand the logic behind the concern of some delegations that reaffirming the applicability of IHL in outer space might send the wrong signal and might not be consistent with the goals of the Paris work stream. My delegation does not share this perspective. Not only do we assert that resounding clarity regarding the application of IHL in instances of armed conflict in outer space does not legitimize the use or threat of use of force or the outbreak of hostilities or the relegation of outer space as a warfighting domain, we also believe that such clarity and the corresponding potential legal consequences that it signals actually increases the political cost of warfighting in outer space. But we do not wish to get bogged down in such a protracted academic debate, Mr. Chair. For the Philippines, the applicability of IHL in outer space during armed conflict is a factual assessment. IHL applies in armed conflict anywhere, period. Indeed, even the working paper circulated by a delegation yesterday begins with a sentence conceding that IHL has effect wherever there is armed conflict, including outside national jurisdiction. This is true regardless of whether affirming it in the OEWG would be counterintuitive to the goals of the Paris workstream or not, and we happen to believe that it does not. Still, we respect the perspective of some delegations, and we believe that we can still affirm the factual, the fact that IHL applies while accommodating their concerns. And indeed, we see an attempt at such a balance in the way you drafted paragraph 10 of your elements paper. This paragraph is a good starting point, but we believe that it still needs to be tweaked further so that the affirmation or the applicability of IHL as a fact is not unduly diluted to the point of weakening our common commitment to IHL. Thank you, Mr. Chair.